With WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson. The city of Tomahawk is considering the construction of a new facility to address the presence of potentially harmful chemicals in the city's water supply. Last week, the city's Common Council took a step towards seeking funding that would help make the project a reality. PFAS are a group of human-made chemicals that have been used for decades in a variety of products. Slightly elevated PFAS levels were first detected in the city's water supply during routine testing in 2023, after which the city sent out required public advisories providing information on the chemicals. A civil engineering firm gave the city multiple options, including building a new well or treatment facility. Citing cost concerns and the potential for future PFAS contamination in a new well, the board opted to focus on building a treatment facility. The construction of a treatment facility would cost around $6.2 million. Up to half the cost could potentially be covered by funding from the DNR's Safe Drinking Water Loan Program. Common Council approved doing the necessary design work and pilot testing needed to apply for the funding. The city of Rhinelander is going through a similar process right now for two of its wells that have PFAS contamination. This story is courtesy of the Tomahawk Leader. The Iron Bell Trail spans over 2,000 miles in Michigan from Ironwood to Belle Isle and Detroit. A group in Iron County is working to extend that trail past Hurley into Montreal.
Between 2016 and 2020, Ironwood, Bessemer, and Ramsey built a 10-mile paved trail connecting the communities to the Iron Bell Trail. It utilized Old Sioux Line Railroad grade that extends across the Montreal River into Hurley. Ian Shackelford is vice president of ICOR, the Iron County Outdoor Recreation Enthusiast Group.
It's just a great trail, very popular, runs over historic railroad bridges, very scenic.
From the time the communities in Gogebic County started building the trail, ICOR has been working to extend it further into Wisconsin. The plan is mostly to use the same railroad grade and expand the trail an additional 3 miles to Montreal.
We've seen just how popular the Iron Bell Trail is. Gets a lot of use for recreation and also people using it as a safe way to travel within and between our communities. The railroad grade is right there, mostly unused, running between Hurley and Montreal. We'd like to just get that grade purchased from the railroad company and convert it into a nice paved trail.
Parts of the trail will be shared use to not disrupt the motorized trail users that are already using sections of the planned trail. Shackelford says ICOR has been negotiating with Canadian National, the current railroad grade owners. It's going to cost about $200,000 to purchase the grade. ICOR has already secured grants from Enbridge and the Gogebic Range Health Foundation. It's applied for $82,000 of matching money from the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund, which leaves about $55,000 to raise over the next year.
ICOR believes that walking and biking and skiing and paddling are just good ways for recreation, good ways to get exercise, and these paved trails are also good, safe way for transportation. We think they're good for the community members and good for tourism.
The trail would be owned by the cities of Hurley and Montreal. Shackelford says acquiring the railroad grade is the first step. He estimates ICOR will need to raise another $2 million to pave the trail and restore the two historic railroad bridges the trail will cross.
States are facing uncertainty about providing full monthly benefits for a federal food program serving 42 million Americans. A legal battle linked to the U.S. government shutdown has cast doubt over whether states can or should provide the benefits. Over the weekend, the Trump administration demanded states reverse full benefits paid under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. That followed a federal judge's order for full funding, which a Supreme Court justice temporarily paused. Then a federal appeals court in Boston left the full benefits order in place late Sunday. Wisconsin was among the first to load full benefits after the judge's order. Governor Tony Evers told the Trump administration no over the weekend when told to undo the benefits. Meanwhile, Congress is considering funding SNAP as part of a proposal to end the shutdown. Driving fatigue leads to more than a million crashes annually. The Don't Drive Drowsy Foundation and Start School Later are urging Michigan parents, educators, and policymakers to take a closer look at start times, teen sleep, and road safety. Crystal Blair reports.
16 to 20-year-old drivers in the state were involved in more than 45,000 crashes and more than 130 fatalities in 2023, according to state data. Catherine Nitz with Start School Later says major medical groups recommend that high schools start no earlier than 8:30 a.m. to align with teens' natural sleep cycles.
They need that early morning sleep in order to learn and to grow. So a teenager waking up at 6 a.m. is the equivalent of an adult waking up at 4 a.m.
This year, the groups are also working with transportation agencies in 30 states, including Michigan, to display prevention messages on highway signs. But not everyone supports the shift. Some argue later start times could disrupt bus routes and after-school activities, as well as create scheduling headaches for families and districts alike. Crystal Blair reporting.
The Wisconsin Department of Corrections learned in September that the agency had accidentally released protected health information of nearly 2,000 people who were discharged from the DOC in response to a public records request. The names of all individuals evaluated by DOC's Bureau of Health Services for a specific evaluation were released, as well as mental health diagnoses and diagnostic test scores. The release of information is a HIPAA breach. DOC is sending letters to all individuals impacted and will report the incident to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. This is WXPR, local public radio.